Last week, Alaska Electric Light and Power announced Juneau residents could expect to pay 8% more on their electric bills by the end of 2017, pending approval from the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, or RCA. The community's last rate increase was 6 years ago, after a new hydro project was built.
A lot happens in that amount of time.
Like investments of over $50 million, according to Debbie Driscoll, AELNP's vice president. Since 2010, she says the company spent money on improvements to its transmission lines, substation upgrades, and most visibly, a new $22 million backup diesel plant.
Which is less than half of the $50 million that we've invested over the last 6 years. In addition to those capital investments, we also just have increased costs.
Driscoll says that comes from normal inflation, and it was necessary to build the diesel plant to avoid rolling blackouts in case of an emergency, like an avalanche. The utility is proposing increasing Juneau rates in phases, first this November by nearly 4%, and again next year by about another 4%. Essentially, the way it works for the state's privately held utilities is build now, ask for a rate increase later.
You have to pay for everything up front, all the infrastructure, and so the Regulatory Commission allows utilities to recover that over time.
Driscoll doesn't think the utility typically earns everything back. Still, compared to most other states, the order this happens in is unusual. And in Alaska, it can look like putting the cart before the horse. Or in this case, the diesel plant and capital improvements before a final say on a rate increase.
That's a specific construct that the legislature has created.
That's Bob Pickett, a commissioner at Alaska's regulatory authority. He says in lots of other places, electric utilities have to submit a plan before spending money on projects. That plan can include things like current and projected load growth, how much power will be used over time, community input, and ways to reduce the overall cost. But here, that conversation happens afterwards, at least publicly, and it always has.
So it sounds like it's always been like this.
Pretty much, yep.
There is a process of checks and balances. Privately owned utilities, like AELNP, have to go through hearings with the state's regulatory commission to establish a need for steeper electric rates.
It's like a trial. Yes, that's probably a way to think about it.
Pickett says it takes over a year to reach a final decision on a permanent rate increase. As it currently stands, Debbie Driscoll from AELNP says Juneau's electric rates are below the national average. And if the regulatory authority approves the full 8%, she says the capital city would only be slightly above that. It's an increase of nearly $7 a month for an average customer in the summer.
And an increase of $8 a month during the winter rates.
Comments are open on the rate increase until October 20th. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.